want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frimp frimp sauce with the offs and fade.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is latkes. In my first cookbook, A Feast of Sunlight, I included a recipe for latkes. It was rather brazen in that I didn't grow up with latkes cooked by a loving Jewish grandmother. But I was brought up by our grandmother, Janie Quinn Manderson, whom was all Irish, but also all New Yorker. I think her cooking confidence seeped into my bones. In a new book written by authors Myra Kornfeld and Stephen Massamilla, there is a poem titled Potatoes, written by Linda Hogan, that offers this excerpt. In one day of digging the earth, there is a communion of things we remember and forget. We taste starch turned to sugar in our mouths. It is a mystery in my family just what our bloodlines are. I am proud to be a Van Aken, but the truth is that my paternal grandfather actually remains unknown to us. That guy skipped out and left my pregnant grandmother alone to raise the child who eventually became our father. According to family rumor, our actual lineage may be in part Jewish. I would be honored. I am equally honored that Carl Van Aken from Belgium fell in love and married our grandmother, Dorothy Circle, a beauty who was primarily American Indian. I am a mutt, proud and strong. The evolution of latkes are, like many foods, a bit of a mutt, too. Potatoes, after all, are Andean tubers. They arrived in Europe in the 16th century, but weren't a staple in Eastern Europe for another 200 years. By the early 19th century, they were a major crop in the lands with a large Jewish population, and often consumed boiled or mashed. Shredding them and frying them in schmaltz elevated a dull staple into a luxurious treat. The original latkes were more like pancakes. Potato latkes are a more recent Ashkenazi invention that gained popularity during the mid-1800s. A series of crop failures in Poland and the Ukraine led to mass planting of potatoes, which were easy and cheap to grow. Before potatoes came on the scene, the latke of choice was cheese. The latke, it turns out, has its roots in an old Italian-Jewish custom documented as early as the 14th century. That, it seems, is where Jews first fried pancakes to celebrate Hanukkah. Back then, they were made of cheese. Cheese? Yes. The original latkes were deep-fried ricotta. To up my knowledge of Jewish cuisine, I bought a book by the New York Times food folk simply titled The Jewish Cookbook, which has recipes for latkes outside of the potato confines. They include carrot and parsnip latkes, lentil latkes, mushroom and pecan latkes, and, I'm not making this up, curried sweet potato latkes. Blogger Tori Avey writes, "The custom of eating dairy foods for Hanukkah dates back to the Middle Ages when the Book of Judith played an important role in the Hanukkah narrative. Judith was a Jewish heroine who saved her village from an invading Assyrian army. Judith was a beautiful widow. She plied the Assyrian army's general, Holofernes, with wine and salty cheese. As he slipped into an alcoholic stupor, she seized his hair and hacked off his head with a sword. Then she tucked it in with her picnic provisions, left his camp, and presented it to the people of her town to mount on the wall. The terrified invaders fled, and the land was saved. Happy Hanukkah! I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah."